છે અને
okay. So we've completed the common paths of the initial being, and so now we come to the paths, common paths of the intermediate being, and we'll just see how much we're able to cover. Okay. So the verse 13, if you do not make an effort to think about true sufferings and their drawbacks, you will not properly develop a keen interest to work for liberation. If you do not consider the stages whereby true origins of all suffering place and keep you in such existence, you will not know the means for cutting the root of this vicious circle. Therefore, you should cherish exuding total disgust and renunciation of such existence while knowing which factors bind you to its wheels. So, yesterday we looked at the common paths of the initial being, and now we're coming to the common paths of the intermediate being. And so there is a kind of a point, a limit where you're passing, where you've accomplished the initial being's practice, where you're moving to the common paths of the intermediate being. And so yesterday we were looking as a common path of initial being, that we hope for in future lives to attain a good rebirth, and further than that, in order to make the most progress towards liberation and Buddhahood, to have the rebirth having those eight ripened factors. And that you also realized that you needed to continually attain such a freedom and endowment. You need to continue, in order to keep progressing, you need to continually attain freedom and endowment. And however, you would still see that the happiness, you need to understand that the happiness of having a good rebirth of freedom and endowment is not an enduring happiness. And so that leads you to think about the points that are common to the intermediate being, because you see that as even having a happy rebirth, you undergo aging, sickness and death, and it leads you to the methods of the intermediate being. And so you see that definitely you need to engage in methods that lead to liberation. Okay, so generally in the common parts of the intermediate being, it looks at it first from two aspects of giving rise to the wish to attain liberation and then naturally turn to the paths that lead to liberation. And in this text, it approaches it slightly differently. It puts the focus on first on the faults, the drawbacks of true sufferings. That if we don't think again and again on these drawbacks, then we will not give rise to the wish to liberation. So that we need to think on them, so that we can rely on this keen interest, the very strong renunciation, wish to be free of cyclic existence. And then further than that, then he points out you need to understand the stages of how cyclic existence arises, that what brings about true sufferings, what is the origin of true sufferings, how beginningless ignorance causes us to accumulate karma and so forth. That if we don't understand the root of cyclic existence in terms of beginningless ignorance, we will not understand how to cut through it. So this is the way he approaches it in this text and verse.
What's
beginningless ignorance? Tamema rigba. Gisla yantu. So that beginningless ignorance is this ignorance that grasps at true existence, that this is the root of cyclic existence, that whatever phenomena, while it does not exist as truly existent, we grasp it as truly existent.
Me kewa di lai teke kyu la ta chi le da nyumbu nyi tsa wa shakurwa. Le da nyumbu nyi. Le di dendru le chi re di yorwa. Karsa dendru le kewa chi re di. Karsa kewe le chi re di yorwa. Kewe le chi re di yorwa.
ta gewe le de saye ki kyu charwa saye ki kyu de la ta ane maripa tende ngun so yo maripa yo tende maripa ti ki ane khar so re ya ko tembar sindi yo wa tembar sindi yo ta maripa ti ki gyu kono la ane te gyu kono sel ta gyu kono la ta tembar tembar sibe la de ta yele tuigi kolon de la ya gewe lo chirwa gewe lo sem sambo chi basu ta dendu le sa bar wa wa
Okay. All right. I talk a little bit more about the beginning of ignorance, that it is on the power of this that we accumulate karma. And it has, there, you can look at it, they talk about three characteristics, but first I want to look at it in terms of the person who accumulates the karma. So we have all taken rebirth now. We are all have a human rebirth. And in terms of the cause for that human rebirth, at its root is still afflictive emotion and karma. It is a virtuous karma, but it is still it was a karmic cause that produced this rebirth. And in terms of the accumulation of that cause, it was preceded by ignorance. There was an ignorance that grasped it, true existence. So in terms of the causal motivation, there was a grasping at true existence. In terms of the motivation of the time of the action, it was a virtuous, it was a good mind, a virtuous mind that produced the karma.
Mm.
Okay, so we'll come back to this in the... Yeah, so we'll come back to this when we talk about how cyclic existence arises and first we'll look at the faults. Okay, so this, when it's talking about the drawbacks of true sufferings or the faults of true sufferings, that this we talk about in general in the graduate path again and again, the general faults of cyclic existence. And so one can look at it from the point of view of the six faults that there is in cyclic existence. There is no certainty between friend and enemy. That no certainty between friend and enemy. There is I can't read my writing myself. That whatever body one attains, physical body one attains in cyclic existence, one must abandon it again and again. That under the power of many different karmas, whether they're virtuous or non-virtuous, we enter the womb again. We take birth again, taking many different births. That there is no... that whatever pleasures of cyclic existence we attain, they must be again abandoned. They're not certain. We abandon them again and again. That there is no satisfaction in whatever happiness we experience in cyclic existence. We are never kind of completely satisfied. One never attains complete satisfaction. And then finally that one goes on unaccompanied. One is always kind of going on to the next birth alone, unaccompanied. And then we can reflect on it from the eight aspects of the four sufferings of birth, sickness, aging and death, and the four of not obtaining what we want, meeting with undesirable conditions, being separated from the things that we desire, and the basic suffering of having the aggregates that are produced by karma and afflictive emotion. But the whole point of these things, that if we don't think about them, we don't give rise to the wish to be liberated from this.
Could you just sort of repeat those, not obtaining
what we desire,
yeah.
Meeting with undesirable conditions,
yeah.
Being separated from what we do desire, or what, you know, things that we like, and then the faults of taking these aggregates which are produced by afflictive emotion and karma. So that it is by thinking on these faults and drawbacks of these true sufferings that we give wish to a really strong feeling that we, or a strong wish to be liberated from cyclic existence. And so we give rise to the mind that seeks liberation. If you don't give rise to the mind that seeks liberation, then you will put no effort into the methods that lead to liberation. And if you put no effort into those, then you just keep taking rebirth and cyclic existence again and again.
So what about this, like if you took something of like being separated from the things that you want, if you became okay with that separation, is that saying that actually that okayness could prevent you from wanting to come to that next place where there is no separation?
Yes, if you just thought that was all right. Yeah. The pena nyema chik the so so dobadi cause dobi shok the tragi orwa. The kyun mendus sangiena ten tabra dunya gi low kega kewagi gek regroe archi regroe.
Kadi kadi sahwa lah,
Chal drona da kyun mendo samgi na.
Tene chida te thi sigire kaje kana. Ta ke ta chuju te ne na ta te chirwa ta ta chuju. Ta nam jine ko te ne la ko che. Ni ba kare ne kyun mendo sam ne te ta na ta ta ba tun yeglo.
Kegrowa. Yeah. So if in general you were looking at cyclic existence and thinking, okay, it has these faults, but it's okay. You know, I can live with these faults. Then you won't give rise to the mind that wishes to be liberated from. Yeah, so that if you don't think on the faults and you don't wish to be free of those faults, you don't give rise to that renunciation or wish to be free of the situation. If you don't wish to be free of it, then you won't put in effort into the methods that lead to liberation. And so then that leads to being just continuing to be reborn in cyclic existence. But then to clarify one point, that it is important to realize that the causes of suffering can be abandoned. That because the causes of these truths of suffering can be abandoned, therefore it is suitable to give rise to the wish that seeks liberation. If those causes could not be abandoned, that the causes of cyclic existence were kind of inherently existent and couldn't be abandoned, then there would be no point in thinking on the faults of cyclic existence.
You don't necessarily have to be suffering great pain because of those faults in order to want something different, do you? It's not like, you know, because otherwise you're potentially just diving into the pain of the situation, whereby if you were felt accepting or okay with what is, while still preferring something else, surely that would be preferable, because then you're not actually creating so much suffering for yourself anyway.
It goes back to being clear about what you're doing. You're not upsetting yourselves about these things. So it's the same my kipo chewa marwa. The do din nimik samutana same my kipo chewa marwa.
Same my kipo chewa sta marit. Mixaikti same my kipo chewa marwa.
Me.
Ajit nesu de kempa chewa marwa.
Yeah. So it's not to upset yourself by thinking about the faults of cyclic existence. It's so that you understand the situation clearly. That if there was no opportunity to be free of cyclic existence, then to think about the faults of it would be of no benefit. But if you think about the faults of it and you see that that there is a cause for this, that you can abandon it, there is an enduring happiness which can be attained, liberation can be attained, then that is a kind of a useful, a good understanding to have.
Something. So this is a personal thing, because it's a personal experience. I had a friend who told me that this wasn't my last life, that there was and I was putting in great effort towards my spiritual development. And she implanted those beliefs of being unable to be liberated from.
Oh, right.
You know, whatever I was enduring or even progress in my path. How do you
get rid of that?
Because that could keep going.
Mm.
And even like for my progress,
it's
a very negative.
Right. So she was just saying you're just going to keep taking birth and.
Yeah. This isn't my life, and to my last life to accept that.
Mm. Now,
all right. That effort. Of thinking that you're going to be liberated is the effort that motivates you.
Mm.
I mean, you may not achieve that, but
yeah,
it's still that desire to
drive you. Yeah, the more rung the nets of the jugging yam in bedsunche, the la tarbatona des yawre samba, then a ngoshe wachik. Kyan de bezin chembu jena pendo mendos kyan yanchu kewa lengi yu de syndrome mache de karisu de tanyong sha de mo de simla nogre sigres moran bezin chewa de dene labjali de mewazuna tabji kari yu sigres la de moran labjali moran simna la babson amchok koson That's bezun nova cheson sigros. Morangi tsun. Yeah, morang that's nurson sigros. Tsun du cheva that's nurson. The.
Tate kajida tabasenji toye yobada jirwa. Toye kwe tsawase pae yobada. And dinde cheva ti yandirwa. That's what I. Mabutamasan ti sigore.
So, countering, I mean, really, by countering it with the knowledge that there is an attainment of liberation, that the core, the roots of cyclic existence can be abandoned, and that there is an attainment of liberation, and that this is a good, you know, this is a good thing, this is good news. And using and developing a really strong and stable faith and conviction in that.
Because I feel pain at the moment from that.
Mm. Mm. Man, send me down to us on that.
For the emotion.
Mm.
Like I could cry.
Mm. So again, to think that the person who said that actually doesn't know the nature of things.
This is why we should rely on our teacher to impart that knowledge rather than
other friends. Yeah. The Lama Tengu Wegi Shenyan Tensu Labja Gyawa De Shenyan La Temba Kel Jembu Gitak Ruwe De Rokpa Jemba That's Kanju Manju Lab Ruwe De. Yeah, that is a similar, you know, that has a relationship to that. It's a little bit like that. Similar like that. Then he made the point that the fact that cyclic existence arises from beginningless ignorance, and that this ignorance is the grasping at true existence that can be overcome by our wisdom that understands emptiness, is kind of like a good thing. It's a very good situation. And then even when we are just thinking about emptiness, it is like you are, it's like sunlight on cloth. You know how sunlight disintegrates the cloth so it becomes holy and weak? That in Arya Deva's 400 verses, he says even our thinking on emptiness has that effect on the root of cyclic existence. So that's kind of, I guess we'd say, a really encouraging, positive thing to know.
Liberation?
Well, just in that sense of being confident, you know, the confidence that overcomes the pain, that confidence that this is a good, we have a good basis here.
Yeah.
Sorry? Yes, and just because Gessler was talking about it in terms of contracting that painful feeling when someone kind of So the fact that in your lifetime that you have met the Dharma and you've realized what the freedom and endowment that you have in your life, that you can and understand the nature of cyclic existence and wish to be free of that, to attain liberation, is actually in itself a cause of great joy. And for your friend to kind of misunderstand and give that advice was because she didn't understand, and it's not her fault, she just didn't understand kind of the good quality that you've actually gained.
She has a good motivation. But she didn't. She don't understand all the situation here.
Yeah.
And then she said, "If actually, in our mind telling, you know, if somebody says something bad to us, we just ignore like
Trakcha." Oh, like an echo. Think of it like an echo. So it's one of the advices when you're practicing and you meet those kind of, when someone says something that's not helpful, then thinking of it just like an echo. So
okay, then we go further.
Your place inspires good questions. Okay, so the first verses pointed out that one needs to see the faults of true sufferings, and then in order to overcome that, you need to understand what are the stages, how the origins of true suffering, how it arises. Because otherwise, if you don't understand how it arises, you won't understand how to eliminate it, how to cut through it. So that we are all cycling within cyclic existence at present, and these truths of suffering, the root of them is in karma and afflictive emotion. Yet the root of that karma is ignorance. And so it is ignorance that we need to abandon. The antidote to beginningless ignorance is the wisdom that realizes emptiness. And so that's why this is the antidote, therefore there are lots of explanations and on emptiness. And then one meditates on it again and again, coming to the point where you get the direct perception of emptiness. And at that point then you attain the truth of the path, and then you continue to meditate on it, and then eventually there is the attainment of liberation.
So really there would be no true suffering. I'm being pedantic with the wording.
Right. Well, let's the term true it's because the terminology, the gyurwa gikacha, this is the tsikinjitsik, the gyurwa, true sufferings. He's referring back to the truth of being the truth, noble truth of suffering, noble truth of the origin of suffering. That's why he's using that term, true sufferings.
It's not English. Relatively true.
Yeah. It's not our English true suffering.
Yeah, got it.
Mm. That's there. You go. The advantage of having the reference back to the Tibetan, you can figure out the English. He's tried to be really precise, but the English has another implication.
So in Tibetan, that might be a different word, eh? It might be a different word for the noble truths, true.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's true, which is why he's put it in there.
Yeah.
Dugden, which is why he put it, because he was trying to be really precise. But then in English, we might interpret it differently. Yeah. Karen's in a true suffering. That's a Ranjan Yuwagi Dugnal. That's a Kotogi. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that if we look at this karma and afflictive emotion that lie at the base of cyclic existence, that it is under the power of ignorance that we accumulate karma, and through that the truth of sufferings of arises, we have rebirth, birth occurs, and that's kind of like the brief description. Then if you look at the 12 links, the 12 links explains that whole process in much more detail.
Tiki kolon de la
gebele semba sambo chiba che pensim chiba che na then so che pambe gebele re ta ma je mele mba pamba re ta tu pamba tri che ta te wo gebele sa ro wa gebele sa ne are ti pa cha ti am sem bi te ge sha shi wa te man tu tang bo thong ma re pa chi go do wa te wo ta na ti pa cha sha shi du wa la ta less re nibat tuje ge le nam ju tene yela ju nibat tuje ge less re de kulong thi wang gi kulong ge pa chi ke ni ge ni ti chi che go ni che go to sam de wala less sa sa re se ge de pa cha ko sa re ta nta tene yela ju nibat tuje ge le re ta
okay so that in terms of our this beginningless ignorance, whether you take birth as a happy rebirth or a suffering rebirth, unfortunate state, there is beginningless ignorance associated with both of those because you are grasping at every phenomena, whatever phenomena there are, you grasp it through existence. So in the causal motivation, there is always a kind of your mind is grasping at through existence. Then, in terms of the motivation of the time, if you have a harmful intention, for example, to kill, then through that you then accumulate bad karma. If you have a beneficial intention, a good motivation, for example, thinking to abandon killing or to abandon stealing, then you create a virtuous action, and that places a corresponding imprint on your mind, like a virtuous imprint on your mind. So in the 12 links, the second link after ignorance is karmic formations, because in intending to do this or that, we are already placing the imprint on our mind.
Less than a sheeting to quiz, and I'm sheeting to Guinepo, Mandele, Bata, let the Guinepe, Kyo Mamburinga lady, who Guine Tessig one, Tessing a tad lady, tributi Mingurwa, tributi Mindigola, Penatanta, Ta, give a legis Sasha, and give a legis Sasha, you take. So jiba ba kiwa le ta kiwa sa ji ti ti bu ti ane kiwa jima ta ta le miya yi na rwa di kiwa jima ta ta le miya ne ti ti bu ti le pe na le kiwa le ti ti bu le manzu ten du lu chi le yi na ta tu sa ta ten du lu chi le yi na tan ta ti kiwa ti ki ma shi kong de la ane ten de ya la chun yi na ngine kiwa pa se pa yor wa Give us a pata, Kuba Lembany Mundu. Give us a pata, Kuba Yanjo, my less sash of the Nuba Tushin to Tang. Nuba Tushin to Tang, my less sabbe come again, Nubata Dawochi, Anchi, Tinichi, Penje gave a less on the teller, Pensimil of the Nichi Yang Gurwa, Nuba Tushin to Tang.
Okay, so you have created. Accumulate this karma on your mind. You've created this karmic formation that is imprint on your mind. And that having been placed there, that could remain there for many long lifetimes. At some point, it will ripen and produce a result. There will be a time of ripening and producing a result. For example, if that virtuous imprint that was accumulated, if the result of that virtuous imprint that was accumulated was going to ripen in the very next lifetime, for example, being a virtuous imprint, it was going to produce a happy rebirth. Before taking birth, the factors of craving and grasping, which are the eighth and ninth factors in the 12 length, craving and grasping kind of ripen the potential of that seed that's there so that it becomes potentialized, so it's about to produce a result. And then kind of potentializing, ripening that seed through the craving and grasping brings it to into the state of the tenth link of becoming. So, for example, that virtuous imprint in its potential to produce a human rebirth is ripened to the point where it becomes the tenth link of becoming. Okay, so that, so you have becoming, and then the next link of actually taking the birth, establishing the birth. So then you have the future life has occurred, and for example, if one was taking a human life, then you would enter the womb of the mother. That the so the consciousness enters the womb of the mother, and you have this establishment of name and form, which involves this with establishing main. Name and form, which fourth link. Then you get the aggregates of feeling, discrimination, and compositional formations.
The name. What do you mean, name there?
Ming dan zuk de ming den karian.
Ming den ala bunga na ne sugi pumbo le shembe soye pumbo tuje.
So the name and form refers to the form refers to the form aggregate, and name refers to the other four aggregates of consciousness, feeling, discrimination, and compositional factors.
Oh right. Yeah. So I'm thinking name of baby.
Yes. Yeah. So again, name.
In English.
Name means something specific, so it means the other four aggregates. So then, as the kind of the fetus, the infant grows in the womb, then you get the establishment of the six sources, which is the fifth link, and then at a certain point you get contact. Which is dependent on the aggregate feeling, then you get contact established, which is your sixth link.
Dumba, Remba,
Tsorwa, and then fourth. Okay, so you get contact, and then you get seventh link is feeling, experiencing pleasant and unpleasant. Alright, and then you get the actual 11th being
birth de chilun.
So the 11th of birth is that the actual kind of leaving the womb. It's the 11th link is accomplished when there is the leaving of the womb.
다 옛날 손에 가르치니다 아니 다 제마제마 양조 제마제마 다 가시 치료라 가와다 다지 발에서 담은 때는 날 손에 다 어디 보고 심부신에 다 날 손에 와 날 손에 와 날 손에 다
지금
날 손에 아 양 가와다 다 가시 치료도 다 가시 치료를 다 가와다 시바더니 숭이나 용매 하 시왕이나 용매 와가 마도 시왕 거로 같이 부처주는 통로 거로 같이 지리세로 빙도 하고
예 오케이 시바더 주무시 So there's the 12th link. Gawa Chirig.
Kashi Chirig.
Chirig.
Chirig is in a Karung set. Gawa da Chiwa Karung set.
Either aging or death. The way it's, I think in general in English they just say aging and death, but in the Tibetan there's implied either of these, because sometimes you will get death before you get, you know, like a child dies before it really has grown to an adult and aged. So, but I don't think we reflect that in English. Because, so the 12th is, covers then the, from the birth of the child, then as it grows through to an adult and coming to aging and death. But it implies either aging or death, because death could come before aging.
What happens if a child is stillborn?
Ngel samjana pugul la trondu kewa matun mun la de pugul trondu kari chungi.
Tanya samjawa kala kewa sene kewa sene chik. Tanya chik chan gora, nyansam pañi 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 nyansam chadene chik chik pañi tanda kiwa tu pañi sada chik chayi.
Yeah. Tene de trona de bardo yanchu drogarwa. Yeah, so...
Kiwa chima dihi bardo drogarwa, yanchu
chima dihi. Okay, so the child that dies in the still born, there is a kind of a relative birth, although they say that this point of it being established when the child goes out, there is a relative birth in the consciousness simply entering the womb. If the child is stillborn there, then that consciousness will go back, leave and go to the Vado and go on to a future life. Is that what you meant? Or is that what your question, you know, does that answer
well,
your question?
It's
probably
just that
better.
When you're saying about completion in the 11th link, when things come together for that completion, obviously the conditions aren't there. Like the conditions are there for them to,
enter the womb.
But the conditions aren't there for them to progress in that life with those parents. So.
So there's a relative birth in terms of the consciousness entering the womb.
And that was enough?
Like to say
karma was enough,
and then they go on to another.
Okay, so the karma that produced that birth will have been ended by the event of the consciousness entering the womb. Yeah.
So even for a short term, the soul maybe only needed to be there so long, and then
tricky to say needed.
Or
More like the conditions, the conditions. The conditions. They're born yasam kena de trona. The legi kien nuwa chung chung sigi yena barche yin sigi yena de kare.
Would it be the karma of the parents as well?
Pama gi le roes de pogo dina.
The mangba de dewa yi
kire. It would be.
Pama da dewa yi kire. Pamaya kashi pama kashi pugudi pugudi khoi pugudi chaya te dewa mewa dili
yeah
isi kurangi legi nyansam chaya lamsa chaya chungwa yate de legi
so it could be a lot of it would be linked to a lot of things like the child the consciousness of the child itself maybe only had the karma to be born there, but not to to enter the womb, but not to be have a birth there. Or it could be that the parents have a karma not to have that child born, you know, physically born in that sense. There's a lot of conditions, karmic factors that could relate to why that would happen.
So the karma, Geshe was saying, as soon as the consciousness enters the womb, that is the kind of the throwing karma or whatever of human being a human being.
Yeah.
What happens from there on is, you described yesterday, two different kinds of
karma. Yeah.
You described.
Penshigile, drupchigile, the natsu kasan kichu chunso. Tene de zojile, zojile, de zojile, penjili le gishu tanda gak ser son, sewa.
Zojile tanda kaya mare. Zojile de da shile yungur ba. Zojile ta le shimba chigri.
Okay, de namshi ngel san la jeldu, penjili le gak ser. Zojchi de kin jemba ganga zogchi gile ne yongur waste nam shi dan rawa de
zogchi jemba ko so se le se ma ta te de la sta de jemba ma tu do ta de le de ge ko phang sa ro sa to ko la ti te du ko ro
so
dip kare.
Well, the moran de nam shi la nyal sam ja penji gile gase son. So okay, so we've got this part, that consciousness is in the womb, the propelling karma or the is finished. Then namshi de pena pu zug de chewa drodu de ganga zogche gile mare.
So although good. So my question was to clarify. So, for example, the growth of the child's body in the womb, that wouldn't that wouldn't be put to completing karma. That is an on. Although the propelling karma is finished, it's still part of the results that are coming out of that karma.
Momentum, kind of about it.
There's an on. Still an ongoing results. Yeah, so clear example, like if you have a seed that produces a sprout, in the sprout growing, the growth of the sprout, the seed has ended, but the whole continued growth of the sprout comes from the they are all results of the seed.
But
then having taken that birth, then all you have the many experiences of happiness and suffering, and they all are all fall within completing karmas.
Other
karma.
Right. So how you lived your life, the way in which you lived your life previously.
Okay. So the way you live your life is all you're completing karma. Yeah, so propelling karma is kind of what it propels the birth. And yeah. It's the force, I guess you would say, the force. Yeah.
So that's why they say before you die, what you have in your mind would create, help throw you or propel you into a certain, like what you're thinking before you die.
Tene chi tsang ngun la, de su su sem na la, de sem, de ngun de bacha de nua. Tujo suwa de suzu chizan la suzu samba karina keo chambu ki labja di dandra warwa.
Tite chigalambuta le la nama tujen ta da de de dewa shimu chigalambuta keo chambu yisi warwa.
Yes, so yes, that's why what's happening just before you die is important, because what's in your mind is kind of potentializing the kind of karmas that will ripen. Okay, so that what we've talked about here is, in terms of the 12 links, is how that through beginningless ignorance you accumulate a karma, and that we've looked at the result, the result of one karma in terms of its production of birth. Whereas if you looked at the simple sequence, when they just go by from 1 to 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, you would see it as a different, it kind of explains differently what Geshe-la's put together, the links here, how they fit with producing the result of one karma. So that if we look in the immediate, in terms of the 12 links where we ourselves are as individuals, we could say that we're in the 12th link of aging, that we have all the different aggregates of feeling, discrimination and so forth, and that with this one ripening result, before this ripening result of this birth is finished, we are already accumulating many different karmas. In one day we accumulate many, many karmas, let alone over 60 or 70 years of life. And then one karma will ripen as the producing the result of the next birth. And within that one ripening result, we will again create, you know, 20, 100, 1,000, hundreds of thousands of karmas. And so this is how they explain the endless nature of cyclic existence, because when one result is coming, we are still creating hundreds and thousands of more karmas. One result comes, we create hundreds of thousands more. The Yabore, the Kunre, the Nimagres, the Pendores. Yeah, if you are accumulating negative karma, then it's a fault. If you're accumulating virtuous karma, then it's a positive thing. So that goes back again to what we just mentioned before, that therefore at death time it is important that the craving and grasping that ripen a karmic imprint, that we want is ripening a virtuous karmic imprint.
Then that's really marvelous, because you can fully end up blah 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 and you can practice. But I mean, I'm just thinking with all those people in like say Somalia, and you've got these 3-4 month old babies who are just dying, no chance of even making a connection with Dharma, let alone living. Doing anything. And I'm just thinking, so what's the meaning of such? Because, you know, it's, they must have done something good to have been reborn as a human, but in such terrible circumstances.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if, is it just because they get to purify shadows of bad karma and therefore the next life it's going to be better?
Okay. Nganzo delje tomna pe yabudu sigros. Yena morangi zamba dena pena Africa nala Somalia. Bu mege bu kedo yena de tengen kombu dende kalamaraya de naya mambu yena lanzan trongi yena de jojaya masе de kalaraya kabudos. Dene gozo dene tsuliona. Gimzin Karian Zulu, the Dubuchuna, the Chimade, Yabu, Yon Sigurus.
The Dendulu, the top, the Dendulu Laya, Sanga Mobu, that Dendulu is cured of the
Dendulu, Dendulu, the Topna, sorry,
the Dendule,
Le,
Givile, Givile, and Givile, this, the Sanga Yon Sigur.
So they have accumulated virtuous karma that produced the good rebirth as a human. But not like a good virtuous, not like a very strong virtuous karma, like a weak virtuous karma. It is virtuous. But there wasn't, there was a virtuous karma, but they didn't achieve much benefit from that. We talked about that, yes. So you would say that their completing karma is actually, they have a lot of non-virtuous completing karma. And so that their conditions are not, completing conditions are not good.
My view, just on that, is that some beings are brought into the world and they need to physically endure something. Like maybe that child is learning about suffering, that being is learning about suffering, so that in the future that they have a deeper understanding or a deeper empathy or a deeper compassion, that will ripen to become a Buddha.
Right.
Yeah.
It's possible. When one has experienced suffering, then we understand suffering through having experienced it. Then also the tamam kewa tamam ebane la le drama drama mambu yurede chigrowa. Because one of the things is, it's because we have taken so many rebirths. I mean, Geshe-la was talking about all the different karmas we create even within one rebirth. So if you think of the beginningless time numbers of rebirths, we probably have karmas that could produce that kind of rebirth. Nga zo le di yuna di kiawa di na jen le na nga zo bacha yu sigurwa.
Bacha yu ro.
Nga zo le mabu yina nga zo le na la pena Africa la kia. Le yus sigurwa kain tama mepor. Ngazola. Yeah, you could say that one could say that one may have such karmic imprints to take that kind of birth also, because we have since beginningless time taken births and created huge numbers of karmas.
We have in this lifetime.
Mm-mm. Oh, time.
Huh?
Time.
22 and
Chunisan Kamachunga Gish 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 G ko e ngem jung gi gyu chik ngem jung sam lo dana ko e la tel tar tel go wa de gyum sin chik ro
So linking back to what Geshe-la said before about seeking liberation, this fact that we have all these multitude of imprints that could lead to suffering rebirths like that, when you think about it, that's one reason to seek liberation, because it's you're freeing yourself from that situation of these multiplicity of imprints that can throw you anywhere.
So it's acknowledging, like if you're doing something out of habit and it's creating that imprint, it's acknowledging it and changing it so that it doesn't create those circumstances. Like you've got to be really mindful of what you're doing to make those imprints
Right, yeah, so you're not creating and you're not ripening them. The bachat draman rao yena de so so tsedina la tremba shu jambo la ten de nyomongi wong madroa, komshigi wong madroa de tiro and yamlin tiro esikdas. Because we have many different imprints. Because we have accumulated. So that we have many different imprints. That imprints that will give rise to different afflictive emotions. So what we're trying to do is stop the arisal of these different afflictive emotions.
Bachak Drebu member Bardu Namshe Degroa. Yes.
And
when you talk about the characteristics of karma.
So that's in the general characteristics, that if you accumulated a karmic imprint, it doesn't just disappear, but you can purify. That's the point of the four abundant powers. You purify.
Okay,
so you have the purification, but then what opposes directly the beginningless ignorance is your wisdom that understands emptiness. When you have that direct perception of emptiness, then you no longer accumulate new karma, and that whatever karmas have been previously accumulated, they can no longer be ripened. There aren't the conditions that would ripen them in the same way that a seed, if it doesn't meet water and heat and so forth, it cannot produce a result. So that through your understanding of emptiness, you cut the root of cyclic existence you have prevented, that prevents the arising. There is no generation of grasping it through existence, and you meditate on it again and again until you have completely eliminated this grasping it through existence, and thus attain liberation from cyclic existence. And having done that, then this, that whatever previous karma was accumulated, it cannot, there are no longer conditions that would produce, cause it to ripen, so it does not produce results.
Could
we
meditate on
your dinner? Hang on.
Oh, well, I was just kind of wondering if it can't ripen because the conditions aren't there, because you wouldn't be doing the same things that you would have before the experience of the void. You know, therefore, it can't possibly ripen because you're not the same, therefore you won't be doing the same kind of things that would generate.
Yeah, so if you understand MS, yes, then there would be a change in what you do.
So that when you have understood emptiness well, then all phenomena appear as illusion-like. And further than that, in terms of your mind, the attachment, grasping, pride, all these things will not arise because they arose on the basis of this grasping at true existence.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop, it doesn't... That thing of well, that's actually an important point. Because you can have an experience of that, yet still slip back.
Yes, which is
into.
But that's the difference.
So that's where
but
the well bit comes in.
You realize well and the direct perception, because then you there la toni ngusan la todu, jema yi the komshi wong the nyomong kegamari. Yeah, so that when you have a direct perception of emptiness, you don't have the familiarity with afflictive emotions where you slip back, doesn't occur again. That there is no opportunity, chance.
There's no chance to generate other mind. Yeah.
Afflictive emotions. Yeah, that the well is stable. Like then, curses. Now, so now the cab journal that's Tony that's same shana, then you know, that's all the dembo degamarwa. So, when you have the direct perception, your understanding of emptiness will stay stable, although you keep meditating on it. When you're not direct perception, we might understand, but we don't keep it. It fades away again.
That's why we just think about emptiness, listening, teaching about emptiness, and reciting heart sutras. All these that make imprints to generate the wisdom,
realizing emptiness.
Like
directly, so that
make
it will
imprint.
Yeah. We're making imprints, and then you get to a point where it can be a direct realization that stays stable. But even after that, you keep meditating on it because you keep going into more and more subtle things in your mind.
So I thought I'd had that, but it only lasted for a couple of weeks. And then it slipped back, and then I get back to it again, and then it slipped back again, and then it would kind of... slip back, and now I'm kind of still more out of it than in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, was that
does that, that then means that that wasn't a stable enough experience of it, or it wasn't a full enough experience of it, or it just wasn't a...
Okay.
I'm trying to put it like that to be permanent.
Morango ma toni tosa des chungs on the dunra ni na de sem na la shu chambo ina jama de nyamso then de toni ngusun toba rang mare de
yeah so it wouldn't be a direct perception, it wouldn't be like a it would yes it wouldn't have moved to a direct perception.
That
experience is quite different from when you get that direct experience, direct perception.
Yeah, so we'll stop here at the intermediate stage. Yeah, so we'll go on to the Great Being's practice next time.
Is there time to
meditate or not?
No.
Maybe not?
Yeah.
There's a
short. Do it.
Okay, we do meditation.
Yeah. No.
So think on the bolts of the different sufferings within cyclic existence and the way it arises, how the circumstance, the stages of that arising.